I've titled this one Letting Go. What I saw was a room with my baby girl, Bethany, and my husband, and me, and the nurse who came in. And what I heard was she leaned over and touched me on the shoulder, and she said, "She's trying so hard for you. I really think she's just trying so hard to stay here with you." And what I felt was confusion, concern, fear, and it wasn't really unselfishness. It was just knowing it was what was best for her and that it had to be done. And I told her that it was okay, that I knew she was tired and that she was working so hard to stay with me and Daddy and her twin brother, Brayton, but that it was okay. She could rest and she didn't have to keep trying, and that she was going to go to heaven and be with Jesus, and someday I'd see her and hold her again. And it was okay that she could quit working so hard. And in moments, she just rested. And she quit trying. And what I learned was that the will to live and to be with those who love us is so strong that even an 8.5-month-old baby will fight and struggle so hard to stay and be with you. The desire to live is that strong. I learned what a guy called the Philippians 4:13 principle yesterday in one of our meetings, that all things are possible. The reason that this event changed my life was that I view almost every other struggle against the backdrop of letting go of Bethany. And everything else is small stuff. Nothing else compares. And if we can get through that and do that, then we are able to do the other things and get through them.